92.5.
Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
When we do these second date updates, I'm always interested in hearing the story of the date and what happened and why people think they might not be getting a call back. But actually today, I think I'm more interested in hearing about all the other failed dates that this person has been on.
Oh, the list is that long. It's always so sad.
We got an email from Jackie. She wants to do a second date update today. She's kind of back on the dating scene, I guess, after getting divorced and stuff like that. But she says that she's been dating a little bit. And she's had a bunch of weird experiences. So, Jackie, can we actually talk about the weird experiences instead of the person that you want to talk about?
Oh, no. I'd rather not, really.
Oh, my God. I hear from single people that listening to these are often just depressing because they're like, this is what the dating scene is. Great.
Yeah, it's so depressing. I mean, the guys that are out there are so weird. The first date I went out on, he wouldn't stop smelling my hair for like the first hour of the date. I was like, what are you doing? You know, like some personal space, please.
Like he just,
weird.
He just sat there smelling your hair?
Yes, it was freaky. It was like, you know, I don't even know you.
Sounds like a normal date to me, Jackie. I think you are just out of touch. So your email said you haven't been dating in a long time because you went through divorce and all that kind of stuff. How long has it been since you've been out in the dating world?
Oh, my gosh. Probably 15 years.
Wow. Oh, that's a while. That's a while. That's probably kind of scary getting back in the game, you know?
Yeah, it really is. It's really kind of bizarre, and I feel like, you know, like I'm a kid all over again, and, you know, that's not a good thing.
But the guy that you want to call today, his name's John?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so this was a positive experience for you.
Yes. Finally, I met this guy. He was so cute and tall and beautiful eyes and great smile and sense of humor and told him about my kids. He seemed totally cool with that.
Wow.
We had this wonderful night and ended with this fabulous, passionate kiss. And I was like, oh my gosh, you know, finally a good one. And then I never heard from him.
Can I ask you, where did you meet him?
I met him online, but I feel kind of weird about even saying that. It's like, I'm kind of ashamed even to admit that, but I don't know where else I meet people.
That's where everybody meets people now. I mean, you have to sift through the hair sniffers and the other weird people. But you've done that and clearly met somebody that you liked. What did you guys do?
He took me dancing, and I haven't been out dancing in I don't know how long, but we just had a blast.
Are we talking like grinding, or are we talking like ballroom dancing?
No, we went to a club, and you know, they had you know, music of all different genres and stuff, so it wasn't like, I don't know, you know, rap music that you can't really dance to. It was like fun music, and we just had such a blast together. We had a really good time.
Okay, why do you think he's not calling you back if you had such a great time?
I don't know. That's why I'm like, what? You know I've been out of this whole thing for a while. I don't know how it all works. You know, are you supposed to wait 3 weeks before you call someone back? I don't know. I mean, I never understood guys when I was a kid. I don't understand them now either. I mean, I'll forget it.
All right.
And what are you looking for? Like, when you're out dating, if you were to go on a second date with John, are you hoping that it would turn into a relationship, or are you just looking to have some fun?
Well, I think I would like a relationship again, you know. I mean, I wouldn't take it super fast. I think I would want to take it kind of slow and kind of get to know the person pretty well before I got involved after having such a disaster with my first husband. But, yeah, I'd like to meet someone. I don't want to be alone the rest of my life. You know, my kids are going to grow up, and then what? You know, I'll be all by myself.
Did he know about the kids before you guys went out?
Yes.
He did, okay.
On my profile, it's very, you know, I made sure that people knew that because I know that could be like a problem, and maybe it is, and he was just being nice about it. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, how did that conversation go when you talked about your kids?
He seemed fine with it. I mean, he's never been married before. He doesn't have any kids of his own, but he had some nephews and nieces, and he seemed like he really liked hanging out with them and playing with them and stuff. So
that's not bad, because you bring up kids with me on a date, and like it's like a hole through the wall like a cartoon character. I bust out of there so quickly. Some guys are like that, you know?
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
Right, exactly.
But you wouldn't go on a date with somebody who had it on their profile to begin with.
Well, it depends on what you look like.
You're such an awful person.
Okay, so how many times have you tried to get a hold of him since you've gone out?
I texted him the next day to say, you know, thanks for such a great night out. Look forward to seeing you again. And then I think I called him like 2 or 3 days later, but that was it. I don't want to be like a stalker. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Am I supposed to call him? Is he supposed to call me? I don't know.
Has he said anything back to you at all?
No, it was silence, like crickets. Oh. Nothing.
And you can't think of one thing that was awkward.
The only thing I can think of is that he's like a little bit younger than me.
And by a little, you mean?
Well, like 12 years.
Oh. He's 12 years old?
Way to go, girl.
No,
no, And I would not be saying way to go if he was 12.
Oh, 12 years younger. Okay. I just heard 12 years. I was like, wait a second, Jackie, you're doing this wrong. All right. So,
oh, my God.
He's not allowed to use the phone.
Yeah. That could maybe possibly be a thing, though, to be 12 years younger than somebody. Some people might care about that.
I guess 12 years might be kind of a lot for some people, but he seemed to be okay with it. And I put my age out there. I was very, like, honest on my profile. I know a lot of people, like, put a lot of garbage up there and lie and all that, but I was really honest. And people tell me I look a lot younger than my age. And, you know, and because all my information was out there, he knew what he was getting into. It wasn't like I showed up and it was a surprise, right?
Unless he was, like, I don't know, maybe giving it a try for the first time and then noticed that, oh, we actually don't have anything in common.
No, maybe. I thought guys like the cougar thing. I don't know.
Right. I like you.
Well, we'll find out. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hold on.
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning's second date update.
If you're just tuning in for today's second date update, Jackie is on the phone and she wants to call a guy named John today. They met online. She's had a string of bad dates and apparently has just jumped back into the dating world after getting a divorce and stuff. They went out, danced a little bit, and now he's not calling her back. She has no idea why, except she thinks it could have been because she has two kids and maybe that kind of scared him off. Jackie?
Yeah?
You know what I'm thinking might have scared him off?
Oh, no, what?
Your ability to twerk. That's right. Maybe, just maybe, you were dropping it a little too hard on the dance floor, Jackie. What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, maybe he doesn't like the way I dance. I don't know.
I can hear it in your voice. You know how to get down, don't you?
She's a twerker, bro.
Oh, my God. That would probably have been shocking for him, seeing that you are 12 years older than he is.
Well, you know, I don't do all those workouts for nothing. You know?
Yeah.
I've been doing that insanity thing for years, and you're trying to keep myself in good shape.
Good for you.
All right. Well, I'm going to dial his phone number now and see why he's not calling you back, okay?
Thank you.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is John there?
This is John.
Hey, John, how are you? This is Jubal. I host a radio show called Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Oh, okay. I think I heard of you. What's this about?
Well, I wanted to ask you a few questions, if you have a second.
About what?
About your dating life.
That's weird.
I'll explain. We do a segment on our show called The Second Date Update. It's where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up blowing them off after the date, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and ask why. So you recently went on a date with one of our listeners. Her name is Jackie.
Oh, okay. Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
So Jackie told us about your date and said that she actually liked you a lot and wanted to see you again, but she's wondering why you're not answering her phone calls.
She's really great. I just don't think it's going to be right, though.
Is there a particular reason?
You know, it just sometimes you just don't match up. That's all, you know.
Does it have anything to do with the fact that she's 12 years older than you?
No, I knew that. I knew that before we went out. So, and she's really fun. She's really great. And I hope she finds somebody great to be with.
Okay, if she's so great, then why don't you want to go out with her again?
Yeah, I want what's best for her. So,
do you feel like you guys are looking for different things in life?
I think I just want her to really be happy. She deserves that.
It sounds kind of like you're dancing, John. Be honest.
Yeah.
Is it the age thing? Like, you can tell us the truth.
No. She doesn't even look her age, actually. She looks great.
So she's great, fun to be around.
Beautiful.
Gorgeous, yeah.
Yeah, sounds awful.
And has kids and you don't mind kids. So everything about her is perfect for you. And that's why you don't want to see her again.
I really like her. I think she's awesome, but I think that in the end, it's not going to work out. So
why?
Wow.
Well, did she tell you that she's divorced too?
Yeah, she did. She told us all that.
Yeah.
And did she tell you about like what her ex-husband's like?
No. Mm-mm. She did. We could have gone into that, but I was more concerned with hearing about your date with her, not her ex-husband.
Not rehashing her marital problems.
Yeah.
Well, he's just like he's just really has his stuff together, he's this big time investment banker and very successful and probably provided a lot for her that I just can't do.
Wait a minute.
Oh.
You realize he was also a bag who she divorced, right? And doesn't like at all.
I don't really know too much of the details of why they got divorced or anything. We didn't really talk that much about that. I just know I'm barely getting my life started. I just started working in public relations, and I'm not going to be able to give her that.
That is unfair to her, dude. Not only are you saying that, I mean, it just implies that she is looking for someone with money.
No, but it's not even like that at all, though. I'm just talking about that there's a standard of living that people are used to being at. And I can't fit into that for her. I can't give her that. That's real. That's like very real. It's not anything bad about her. In fact, that's what I'm trying to say is I think she's really great, and I want her to have what she should have in life, and I can't give that.
Yeah, but don't you think that maybe she has her own money and her own way of life, and that actually maybe she wasn't reliant on her ex-husband at all?
I don't know about that. I don't think that we're in the same place in our lives. And if you talk to her, can you just tell her I had a really wonderful time with her and I really want the best for her?
I can do that, but why don't you do it yourself? Because she's actually on the phone listening to this conversation.
What?
Yeah. Jackie?
Hi, John.
Oh.
Listen, I think you're great, and I wish you didn't feel that way because none of that stuff matters to me at all, really.
But it's going to. Look, you're used to a guy that's really put together and has everything kind of figured out, and I'm just getting started, and I'm just kind of figuring out where I fit in life right now. And
no, but I like that about you. I like that you're excited and looking forward to the future and have all kinds of ideas and things. I mean, I've already been there, done that with a guy who's a jerk. I don't need to go down that road again.
You like it now, but in, you know, 2 months, it's going to be boring to you, and you're going to want more. You're going to want to go out and go on crazy vacations that cost a lot of money that I can't give you.
Oh, my God. You are so jumping to conclusions. What are you saying?
I mean, that's where it's headed. Like, that's why we went out. I mean, that's where it's going to go eventually, and I can't do it.
Well, really, none of that matters. I just wanted somebody that I could really click with, and I thought we had a great time together.
You like me now, but the thing is you're driving up to meet me in a Mercedes, and I'm driving up to meet you in, like, a 1999 Toyota. You know, it doesn't match up.
Yeah, but from the sounds of it, you're the only one that's concerned about it. She's not concerned about it.
Yeah, but long term, it's not going to work out.
You know, nobody said anything about long term. We could just hang out and hook up, you know.
Whoa!
Yeah, girl.
I like her.
Did you mean hook up in the way that I think you meant hook up, Jackie?
You know what that means, right?
I don't know. I just wanted to have some fun, and
yeah.
I don't want to be that serious.
As you should. You are making up for some lost time.
That's right. That's right. You know, I never said I wanted to get married right now. I don't want anything serious right away. I just want to go and have some fun.
Yeah.
And John, you look like you could be a lot of fun.
Okay. Well, that's different from what I thought.
Yeah, it sounds to me, John, like Jackie is not interested in a long-term thing with you at all. She wants to chew you up and spit you out.
Which would be cool to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in that case, would you guys like to go out on a second date? John, we will pay for it.
Oh, man.
You know what? As long as there's no long-term expectations, then hell yeah, I'd love to go out again.
Oh, nice. My gosh.
Does that sound okay with you, Jackie?
Oh, I think I've made my point. That sounds more than okay to me.
All right, well... Congratulations, you two. It's a successful second date update. We'll send you out again.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I can't wait to see you, John. And just like Jubal said, you know, there may be some chewing and there may be some spitting out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Brooke
and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, I'll date Jackie too. I know there's a lot of young cougar hunters out there right now texting in. You're talking about today's second date update. And if you missed it, this girl Jackie went out with a guy named John who was a lot younger than her. And she was afraid that the fact that she's divorced with two kids could have scared him away. But when we called John, he said he was worried about being able to provide for her and her kids and doesn't think that he would be able to support them in the long run. He's really thinking down the road on the whole thing. She said that his financial status didn't bother her and that long-term commitment didn't matter because she's just looking for fun right now from a younger dude.
All right.
She's just like, oh, that's so cute that you think that I want that.
Yeah. So John agreed to more hookups as long as she doesn't expect anything more serious.
Sounds like a great relationship. Yeah.
In the end, a very successful second date update. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show and we will call the person who didn't call you back.